Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in IELTS speaking, describing remote team management. Remote team management has become an increasingly relevant topic in recent years, particularly in light of global shifts towards remote work. This subject is likely to appear in IELTS speaking tests, especially in Part 2 and Part 3, where candidates are asked to describe experiences and discuss broader implications. Let's explore how to effectively tackle this topic and achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about your work or study experience. Here's a sample question related to remote work. Examiner, do you prefer working from home or in an office? Sample answer, I'd say I have a slight preference for working from home. It offers me greater flexibility in terms of managing my time and creates a better work-life balance. However, I do miss the face-to-face interactions with colleagues that come with office work. Ultimately, I believe a hybrid model would be ideal, allowing for the best of both worlds. Part 2, Long-Term. Here's a sample cue card related to remote team management. Describe a time when you had to manage a team remotely. You should say, when this happened, what the project was, what challenges you faced, how you overcame these challenges, and explain how this experience affected your approach to team management. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time last year when I had to manage a team remotely for a marketing campaign. It was during the height of the pandemic, and our company had just transitioned to fully remote work. The project was to launch a new product line of eco-friendly home appliances. We had a team of 5 people, including myself, spread across different time zones. Our goal was to create a comprehensive digital marketing strategy within a tight 2-month timeframe. One of the main challenges we faced was coordinating our efforts effectively. With team members in different time zones, it was difficult to find suitable meeting times that worked for everyone. Additionally, the lack of face-to-face interaction made it harder to build team cohesion and ensure everyone was on the same page. To overcome these challenges, I implemented several strategies. Firstly, I utilized project management tools like Trello and Slack to keep track of tasks and facilitate communication. This helped us maintain transparency and accountability. Secondly, I scheduled regular video check-ins, both as a team and one-on-one, to foster a sense of connection and address any concerns promptly. Perhaps the most crucial step was establishing clear expectations and deadlines from the outset. I created a detailed project timeline and assigned specific responsibilities to each team member. This helped everyone understand their role in the bigger picture and reduced the likelihood of misunderstandings. This experience significantly impacted my approach to team management. It taught me the importance of adaptability and clear communication in a remote setting. I learned to be more proactive in checking in with team members and to leverage technology effectively to bridge the physical gap. Moreover, it highlighted the need for fostering a strong team culture, even when we're not in the same physical space. Overall, while managing a team remotely presented its unique challenges, it also offered valuable lessons in leadership and adaptability that I continue to apply in my work today. Follow-up questions. How did you ensure all team members felt included and valued during the remote project? What specific tools or technologies did you find most helpful for remote team management? How did you maintain team motivation throughout the project? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner, do you think remote work will become the norm in the future? Sample answer. I believe remote work is likely to play a significant role in the future of work, but I don't think it will completely replace traditional office settings. The pandemic has undoubtedly accelerated the trend towards remote work, demonstrating that many jobs can be done effectively from home. This shift offers benefits such as reduced commute times, improved work-life balance, and the ability for companies to hire talent globally. However, I think we'll see a hybrid model becoming more prevalent. Many people and businesses still value face-to-face interactions for collaboration, team building, and certain types of work. Additionally, not all jobs can be done remotely, and some individuals prefer the structure and social aspects of office life. The key will be flexibility. Companies that can offer a mix of remote and in-office work options are likely to attract and retain top talent. This approach allows for the benefits of remote work while maintaining the advantages of in-person collaboration when needed. Examiner, what skills do you think are essential for managing remote teams effectively? Sample answer. Managing remote teams effectively requires a unique set of skills. Firstly, excellent communication skills are paramount. Managers need to be clear, concise, and frequent in their communication to ensure all team members are aligned and informed. This includes both written and verbal communication, as well as the ability to use various digital communication tools effectively. Secondly, strong organizational skills are crucial. Remote team management often involves coordinating across different time zones and keeping track of various projects and deadlines. Managers need to be adept at using project management tools and creating systems that promote transparency and accountability. Thirdly, emotional intelligence is increasingly important in a remote setting. Managers need to be able to read between the lines in digital communications, pick up on subtle cues during video calls, and be empathetic to the challenges their team members might be facing. Lastly, adaptability and a willingness to embrace technology are essential. Remote work relies heavily on various digital tools and platforms, and managers need to be comfortable learning and implementing new technologies to keep their teams connected and productive. In essence, effective remote team management requires a blend of traditional leadership skills and new competencies tailored to the digital workspace. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Coordinate efforts, coordinate efforts, to organize people or things to work together effectively. Example, we need to coordinate our efforts to meet the project deadline. Foster a sense of connection, to encourage or promote a feeling of unity or closeness. Example, regular team building activities help foster a sense of connection among remote workers. Leverage technology, to use technology to maximum advantage. Example, we leverage technology to streamline our communication processes. Proactive, active, acting in anticipation of future problems, needs, or changes. Example, a proactive approach to problem solving can prevent many issues in remote work. Adaptability, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, adaptability is crucial when managing teams in a rapidly changing work environment. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing remote team management, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate topic-specific terms and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Provide detailed examples. When describing your experience, offer specific details to illustrate your points. Demonstrate critical thinking. In Part 3, analyze the broader implications of remote work and team management. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to discuss it smoothly and confidently. Show awareness of current trends. Familiarize yourself with current discussions around remote work and its impact on business and society. By following these tips and practicing regularly, you can enhance your performance in the IELTS speaking test and effectively discuss topics related to remote team management. To further improve your IELTS speaking skills, you might find it helpful to read about how to handle unexpected situations or describing a place where you feel most productive. These topics can provide additional context and vocabulary for discussing remote work and team management. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.